Fancy a bit of rock and roll?
Paul McCartney has always been and remains one of the music industry's top concert draws. A steady presence on the road for 16 of the last 18 years, he's played for millions around the world. But if you haven't been lucky enough to catch one of the tours, he's made it a point of documenting many of them by releasing 8 live albums. With the spring and summer legs of his Freshen Up tour just ending, Paul went back to his archives and remastered and re-released 2 concert discs, Wings Over America and Paul Is Live. Oh, my loving, darling, I'll be true. 1 live in studio collection, the Russian album, and now for the first time, the complete show he did in 2007 at Amoeba Music in Hollywood, simply titled Amoeba Gig. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the U.S.S.R. Hi, I'm Dan Neer. For the next hour, we'll delve into these 4 albums, as well as hearing from Paul about performing, life on the road, and much more. Welcome to Paul McCartney on Tour Through the Years, All Access.
Stuck inside these 4 walls, sent inside forever, never seeing no one nice again like you.
Searching.
Band on the run from Wings Over America, Paul McCartney's first live album, released in 1976 with his first band after the Beatles, Wings.
We'd always said, you know, the Beatles is a really hard act to follow, and we'd always pitied other bands that had to do it. So suddenly I found myself in that position, and it was difficult, but instead of just putting together a big superstar lineup, what we said is we'll go back to square one. So we just did it like we were just kids on the block. We got together, I asked Linda if she wanted to be in the band. She said, sure, you know. And we just went out, we made our mistakes in public, and we just worked at it until we got it right. And eventually we came to the States in 76, and we had a great tour.
Maybe I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time. Or maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you.
Yeah.
written about his first wife, Linda, and first released in 1970. That's the live and definitive version of Maybe I'm Amazed from Wings Over America. Not only was that Paul's first live album, but it was also his first release to include his contribution to the 1973 James Bond film, Live and Let Die. He wrote the title piece with help from Linda.
She wrote the middle section. It's like a little reggae section, and she plays the piano in that. And when we were on tour, she played the whole keyboard thing, which people sometimes used to say, oh, you know, she's not really playing and stuff, but she was. And I tell you, to learn the keyboard part to Live and Let Die, you've got to know what you're doing. That's hard. I mean, it's kind of big orchestral thing on the synthesizer. And it's quite complicated chords. It's not just like A, D, and E, you know, there's some complicated stuff in there. So we had a great time. It was lovely.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. But if there's ever changing world in which we live, makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let die.
Live and Let Die from Wings Over America.
Probably one of the nicest things about doing the tour was that having ignored mainly the Beatles stuff ever since the Beatles breakup, I felt this time that we could really look at the Beatles stuff. I mean, after all, it's material that's to do with me, and that's what you do. You know, you look at what you've written and you think, well, that's a good one. I could do that now. So I'm playing these things. I said, this is good. I'm glad I'm saying this. You know, there's a certain amount of hope in some of those lyrics.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before. Don't leave me standing here. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy night that the rain washed away. As left a pool of tears crying for the day. Don't keep me waiting here. Let me know. Many times I cry. Anyway, you'll never know the many ways I try. But still they lead me back to the long and winding road. You let standing here a long, long time ago. Don't keep me standing here. Lead me to your door.
Paul McCartney and Wings taking a trip down the long and winding road. One of five Beatles songs on Wings Over America.
And I virtually came in, had the bowl of cornflakes and said, hey, listen, how's about if we write it like a letter?
That's next, when Paul McCartney, on tour through the years, All Access returns after this brief intermission.
Thank you. We're having a good time.